Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
Necessarily, but you know,
like I said, we're on board. What we're going to do is we're going to go forward with the first music set. And then when we come back, all the glitches should be out of the matrix. You are listening to Relations. It is Wednesday night. So just sit back, everybody, and relax. And we'll be back in about 5 minutes.
You are now in the Relations Slow Jam Mixtape Show on Shadow World Radio.
We are back. We are back in the building. You had a little technical difficulty. Got my man Big Dow holding it down with us and on the boards. And Lady Jack, you with us?
Yes, darling. I am here.
But we the ship is right. We good.
As long as we're here, we're always good.
No doubt. Now, let's. I guess get to the aspect of people with our intros, and I guess we can go right into the first segment, you know, do what we do. So what's up?
Absolutely. Well, hey, how are you? Hope you're feeling
right.
Better.
Heard
you were a little under the weather. Heard you had some secret old-fashioned remedies to help you get better.
We're not talking about that because I'm not doing that no more. It hurts.
I'm quite sure it has an interesting effect, but at the end of the day, as long as you're feeling better, as long as my partner's back, that's all I care about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as long as you don't do menthol, you know, those I recommend to her, the man of the show, don't do menthol. You know, this stuff is minty stuff. Don't do it.
You got to be real careful where you place your Robitussin with the menthol in it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Definitely. How was your week?
It has been busy. It has been long, but I've been waiting to get here. Some folks have been waiting to come on this ride with us today. Some folks have been waiting to listen to us and talk with us, so I'm glad we're here. You know, this is my stress reliever for the week. So when we were having technical difficulties, I was like, did I put my lip gloss on for nothing? I would be very upset because, you know, I always got my lip gloss on when I talk to y'all.
No doubt. We had a little problem with Todd being sick last week. We had a problem with the server. It appears that in our area there was a problem with, I guess, there's a lot of people who's kind of doing the same thing or doing different things, I would call it. It was just a little overload for the server in our area, but they rectified it and they helped us out. You know, we behind the scenes, so we got done.
That's what's up. I'm glad we're back. I would have been sad had I missed today.
Nah. I need it today. Definitely need it today.
Yes.
Need it. I was actually looking forward to the relationship show today. But Big Dow in the background. What's up, Big D? I don't know if you're gonna chime in, but you know, he's online listening.
Thank you for holding us down, Daryl. You are amazing.
Absolutely, darling. My pleasure, Matt. Always a pleasure to do things for the family. Jacqueline.
Yes.
Remember that package I have to drop off to you?
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, Naz, you've seen that, right?
Yeah. Okay, so we need to go into the first segment of our show.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll stop talking now.
Because we don't want to do is give anyone any indication, especially since we're talking about imagination, that there might be something that I'm trying to hide. No. Not at all. We're not going to do that.
You sure?
If Mama happens to be listening to the night show, Mama, I had nothing to do with none of this. That's all I'm doing. I'm done talking now.
Gee, thank you, Big Daryl. I appreciate that. Well, you know, I like to talk, so we're going to leave it at that. Sometimes you do more talking, not with your mouth. So, and I keep telling y'all, my gift is in my mouth. So, but we're going to leave that alone. Yes, tonight we are talking about, I love it, we are talking about the power and the reward of imagination. Sometimes we get so settled and so comfortable in our relationship, marriage, situationship, whatever we're in, and we sometimes forget about using our imaginations. When we're kids, we're told to use our imagination. We're told that we can do whatever we want. We can be whatever we want to be. The sky's the limit. There's nothing you can't do. And then as we get a little older, you know, reality sets in and we realize there may be some limits to some things. But when you are in a relationship and you are with someone and you're committed to them and they're committed to you, even if it's just committed for tonight, there is a lot that you can do. And when you get settled and bogged down and life comes along, and, you know, a lot of times we forget the power of our imagination. We forget the power of how important it is to keep things different, to keep things spicy, to keep things going on and on and on and on. So tonight we're going to talk about how important imagination is. Imagination is important because if it wasn't for imagination, there would be no phone sex. There would be no fantasy. Those phone sex would just be empty words. And I don't know about anybody else, but I can get off on phone sex because I got a serious imagination. So when I think about what someone is telling me, what they can do for me, or even when I'm reminiscing about an episode that's already happened, that's all due to the power of imagination. Why do you need to limit yourself to the everyday, to what becomes mundane, to what becomes boring, when if you just used your imagination, just like you did when you were a kid, you could have a lot more fun. Things could be a lot more spicy, and you'd be sitting around at work talking about, damn, let's do that again.
Okay. Just real quick, Dow, hit us with the background, man. I need my background. Moments of love, man. I need that. If you're listening, Dow, you're on board. Hello?
Oh, my man.
Yeah. He's on the boards. Yeah, he's on the boards right now. It's my turn to put lip gloss on.
Oh, no. Because see, we established this already. You lift weights in your drawers, and I put on lip gloss. Come on now.
Well, why can I multitask? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to get a part of the moment.
Oh, fine. Put your lip gloss on, but it ain't. But your lips ain't better than mine.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I need extra. You know, I need to. You know, because I, you know, it's dry and more cold in Jersey. It's too damn cold. The crack lips. Ain't nothing.
Ain't nothing sexy about some crack chapped lips. Don't put those things near me.
Amen. So imagination, like, all right, let me ask you, because guys always, all right, us men, we are at times, we're very into, you know, physicality and all aspect of it. I mean, isn't it just as much stimulating for a man to have imagination?
Absolutely. Actually, I even want to say more so. Some of the best experiences I've ever had is because a man had amazing imagination and brought me along to some things I had never experienced before.
Okay.
I think it goes both ways. And I actually kind of want to speak to the ladies because I think a lot of times somewhere, you know, us ladies, we're lacking in the imagination department. So I need the ladies to kind of be like, you know what? I want to see my man do this. I want to see my man do this to me or do that to me. And you know how we always say on this show, nobody is a mind reader. So if you want something from your man or if you have imagined doing something, let him know. You never know what he's been fantasizing about or thinking about or imagining in his own mind. And he may be ready to take you someplace you've never been before, but you've been too afraid to tell him what's on your mind.
Okay. So you're saying basically share your imagination that out. Isn't that tipping the scale a little bit? I mean, isn't it not the spontaneous, you know, stuff? I mean, is it okay to share or is it too much sharing can hurt the situation?
No. You know what? When it comes to fantasies, you know, there's that line. You know, I don't want to sit there and tell my man, well, you know, every night that we have sex, I'm fucking Idris Elba, but not you. No, I'm not going to say that. But But again, it's about being able to communicate with your partner, and you know that is the basis of this show every single week, is being able to talk, being able to communicate, being able to say what's on your mind. I should be able to come home and tell you that I was sitting at work today, and for whatever reason, because it got cloudy, I thought about you knocking everything off my desk and taking me right on my desk.
Okay, okay. But you know what? I think sometimes it's not just the fact of imagine the physicality. I think when you can imagine, you imagine a future or just bonding with someone or that special feeling. It's like, I think Temptation said it well. Just my imagination that, just my imagination takes me away. When they took in the song, they talked about more of the relationship, just the aspect of being with the woman, just going into another world. And it wasn't so much just the physical part. So, I mean, sometimes you might just jump out, just thinking like, wow, what is she wearing? What is she doing? I'm in another place. Because you're thinking about your spouse, thinking about your wife, thinking about your husband, your boyfriend. What are you thinking about that person you want to be with? And sometimes imagination, oh man, it could be a beautiful thing. It just makes you smile.
Absolutely. Your imagination could be what gets you through the course of any and every day. You know, and whether it's the physical part, whether it's the emotional part, it's been many a day that, just imagining the love of my partner, is what gets me through, and it makes the day okay, whether I'm going to see them or not. And another big part about, imagination, you oftentimes speak about this, and I know this is a physical part, but I'm speaking to our ladies again. A lot of times nowadays, everything is kind of out for show. If everything is out for show, what are you leaving to his imagination? He wants to think about what he does not see. He wants to think about what everybody else hasn't seen. Because that's what makes that union special when it happens. Right here, right now, this is just for me. That's important.
So you're saying, all right, let's say even when it's time you with that special someone, it's not so much you coming out, you decide you throw on something nice and you come out the bathroom or, it's not that you just automatically got everything out there, but you got something that you kind of go into that slow unraveling. The slow undressing aspect of it. I'll tell you on that one. I mean, fellas, also, don't get twisted. You can dress yourself, too, in a nice way to be imagined. Because, I've heard it's not so much women imagine what men have on to it all the time. That's my understanding. So what you wear sometimes can also send a precedence about what's going on with him. Imagination. Why is he wearing it? Or what's under there? I mean, you can go both ways.
Absolutely. Because I want to be like, damn, she was so fine. Like, I want to go home and I want to think about that moment in my mind of when we get together, how we get together. Even if it's just our next date, if you're taking my number and it's our next date, I want to think about you for our next date. So leaving an impression is important. Hiding some of your stuff is important. But sitting there and thinking, that's what creates anticipation. That's what creates that yearning that we talk about. Leaving somebody something to think about. Accent just gotten so convoluted. That's my SAT word today. Everything has gotten so convoluted that it's just like, where is the imagination? Where is the romance? Where's the intrigue? Where's the stimulation? It's not there anymore, and we need to bring that back into our relationships. We need to bring that back into our bedrooms, our living rooms, our parking lots, our kitchen, wherever it's going to happen.
Do you think it's society, or do you think it's music? Do you think it's just that we as society have lost track of the imagination or embracing the importance of having imagination?
I think it's all of the above. I think that, society with media especially has made everything so blatant, so upfront. So there are no more innuendos. There's no more suggestiveness. Even when we have conversations, we don't have suggestive terms anymore. Just like what I said earlier, all of my talent is in my mouth. That can be taken all kinds of ways. And that's the whole idea of what I, when I say what I say. All of, I have a lot of talent in my mouth. I talk all day, every day. And I do this show every week. So I do have a lot of talent in my mouth. Now, we could talk about some other stuff, but you have to know me on a more personal basis to know that. You know, and we don't do that anymore. It's all about throwing it in your face. You know, and, you know, we said it before on our very, very first show, we talked about it. You know, the first place that you do anything with anyone is in their mind.
Right.
If you can mind follow me and stimulate me, you got me. You got me. So, you know, we need to get back to using our imagination. We need to get back to playing what if. Remember we were kids and we'd be like, well, what if, what if, what if? We don't do that anymore. So we have to kind of get back to that in every aspect of our relationship, you know, whether they be, like I said, in the bedroom or whether it's about where you see yourself with this person. You know, a lot of times it's when we use our imagination that we can figure out, you know what, do I see myself long term with this person? Can I imagine myself in a house with this person and building a future and building a family and all that other stuff. So, you know, I think that's why sometimes relationships don't work, because we don't stop and think about those things.
No, you're right. I mean, I think the fact when you lose track of imagination, then people think it's corny or think it's non-essential. It is important. It's important to have imagination, because if you're not having imagination or you're being open-minded to doing different things, you'd be stuck in the status quo. If you're not looking at to do things different or expand what you're in your relationship or getting to know someone, and not having that thought, imagination, it's going to stay stalemate.
Exactly. And what happens when we reach a plateau? Then we get bored. Then you're looking for something else. And when you start looking for something else, sometimes you got to be careful about what you stumble upon. So
that's right. That's true.
You know, take that whole sense of imagination and take that and run with it with what you have. And then, you know, sometimes you have partners that you can't do that with. For whatever reason, they are stuck. They won't move. They won't come out of a box. They won't try anything new. And unfortunately, when you're a creative person, when you're an imaginative person, it can cause a problem. It can truly cause a problem.
Right,
then
exactly.
They've done that.
Well, I heard someone this week on another show express how upset, she was about not having that trust factor or not experiencing certain things with her spouse. You know, and you need to have imagination. I mean, not the wrong imagination. There's something called the wrong imagination that can get you in trouble. You know, there's things that you have to. You have to not, call into existence or breathe in or understand, you know. And some people can have the wrong imagination, which leads them with these dark visions and, you know, in bad situations in their relationship. And, you know, you got to be positive about it. So, I mean, when we say have imagination, you want to try to look more at the positive, not always at the negative and what you're imagining, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, you have to. That's just my thoughts on it.
Because the thing is that who wants to be in a relationship that's consistently negative? You know, that you know, your sanctuary, I always have the saying of your home is your sanctuary. And when I say your home, I don't always just mean the four walls. That's your relationship as well. So when your sanctuary is convoluted and it's cloudy and it's dark and it's negative, who wants to be in that? I know I don't.
No, that's true. That is true.
You know,
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then some other things start to happen. So, you know, we want to keep things happy. We want to keep things positive. We want to keep things spontaneous. You, through your imagination and fantasy, you want to be able to come home and say, damn, what's in store for me next?
Right, absolutely, absolutely. Now, we're coming upon the 7:30 hour. Now, I understand we may have a special guest later on
yes,
the show.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have a wonderful poet extraordinaire who is mm-hmm. going to grace us with some spoken words in reference to what we're talking about. So,
okay. Yes, I mean, do we know what time we got this brother calling? Is he aware of what time he's calling?
I think we're ready. I think our other producer said we're ready.
All right, we got producer down. For those who listen to the show, you know, we're multitasking right now. We got my partner, that's my man right now, Big Dow. He's holding us down on the boards. Big Dow, do we have our special guest online? And are you ready before we go into the music segment? If you get, you know, Dow. I think Dow's going to check the boards now.
Whenever y'all are ready.
Oh, you know what? Let's give him a proper introduction then, I guess. What do you think, Jackie?
I think we should go ahead and do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to others and introduce to some the wonderful, wonderful Crossword. He is an amazing poet, writer, prolific thinker when he's thinking. and welcome to the Relations Slow Dance Dictate Show.
What an introduction.
I know, right? I'm a professional.
Right.
Don't try this at home, boys and girls. Don't try this at home.
That's a lot of pressure. That's a little bit too
much. Yeah.
Wait. No pressure. No pressure, son.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Well, just think. You don't have to be as great as me. Does that make you feel better?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
That's a really high bar, though. That's a high bar.
Right. How's everybody doing?
Down a little bit, Dow. You're going a little hard, but right there we go.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Okay,
oh,
we're
feeling
good.
Blessed, brother. Feeling blessed.
Word,
feeling blessed.
Word. When Jackie asked me to do the show on imagination, I immediately thought of this poem that I have called "Don't Dream," and I think it'll kind of sum up, you know, what imagination means.
Okay.
Here we go. People will tell you don't dream. Don't have imagination. Don't have aspirations or delusions of grandeur because your greatness is not warranted. See, dreams get deferred like student loans and the land at the end of the tunnel. And the light at the end of the tunnel is not sunshine, it is death. That illumination that precedes crossing over with a people at your bedside call out to you to look away from the light before you fall to that deep sleep. And since sleep is the cousin of death, by all means, sleep. But don't dream. See, indulging in fantasies and fulfilling flights of fancy keeps you unfocused when your 9-to-5 week has you locked in and trying to reach that American dream. Don't even do it to yourself. Because affirmative action was designed to keep women and minorities in competition with each other as a distraction while old white dudes and their age who are chicken nuggets. See, that's a metaphor. So be soulless while offering no solace to that which is so less than what you believe. Wearing you so less than you reap, gathering nothing as you slumber, getting no return for your dollar and a dream because Powerball is not a retirement plan. And sometimes you gotta leave where you are in order to find yourself. Because you're not going to wake up every morning and get what you want. Some days you just got to take what comes, and most of that is going to be some bullshit. You take naps with God's arm wrapped around your shoulders and rest easy with your blessing sitting on your collarbone. Teach your children that the sugar plum fairies that dance with their heads, they do not pirouette. They stanky leg. Their imagination will not be tentative for the halo of an angel, but programs end them through the halo of an Xbox. Creativity and mediocrity should not be mentioned in the same sentence unless you create the middle of the road between your own greatness and being blessed you. Because dream chasing is hereditary, just like freedom. Let it flow through your veins and reach your heart, and its beat is emancipated. Keep the clouds on the same level as your frontal lobe and your feet firmly planted on the ground, because that's what giants do. Put the kiss of victory in your pocket, save them for later for when you need to taste salvation. Allow your hands to become numb to the feelings of being inferior. Let the novocaine drip from your fingertips into your excellence, become ambidextrous. Be newborn in your desires. Suckle the milk of vision and your generation will be chosen. Be regal in your thoughts and your generation will be chosen.
Wow.
Be rock in your stance from where the wind blows.
Creativity and mediocrity shouldn't be in the same sentence. Well, I just got 5 texts and I got an email. Folks are digging that. They appreciate that.
They digging it?
Yeah, and I think that is exactly what I was trying to get at with today's show is through the power of imagination, your relationship, your situationship, your life, nothing should be mediocre. It should never be just kind of there. When it's just there and you're not happy, you're not where you want to be, you haven't achieved what you need, then whose fault is that?
You know, when I teach poetry in workshops, I teach the kids that poetry is imagination expressed through verse.
Absolutely.
And what I teach them is your imagination is limitless. It's limitless.
So then, what do you think happens from that transition of being a child and having an imagination that runs the gambit of I am going to create the next spaceship to I have an imaginary friend named Jonesy to when we grow up of reality just kind of slamming in and we no longer want to use our imagination for anything. And then when we don't use our imagination, we are miserable.
People lose their innocence. I mean, and it's natural. Like as we grow up, people lose their innocence. I mean, you know, you think as a child, you know, you're able to use your imagination because you're not looked at the same way as an adult. You know, we're able to take our imagination and use them, you know, in any way possible. But as we get older, you know, your imagination becomes sheltered. It becomes sheltered, and it's I don't think it's anybody's fault, but I think you know, and that's up to the individual. If you can take your imagination and you know utilize it to the best of your potential, because you know we grow up and we get jobs, you know we have more responsibilities and less opportunity to use our imagination. You know, the thing about people that are creatively inclined, they don't use that. You know, they don't lose that. They're more apt to use their imagination. Like it's you know, as a writer, I've always been able to use paint pictures with words. I've always been able to do that, and I'm grateful that I've never lost sight of that. You know, my subject matter changes, of course, because of the things that I see on a daily basis and the things that I experience on a daily basis. But, you know, I think the wanting to utilize, you know, the gift to paint those pictures never leaves me. And I think sometimes people leave that. That's why they get stuck in dead-end jobs, because you know, they're afraid to step outside the box. They get stuck in dead-end relationships because they're afraid to step outside the box and, you know, do things that they don't, that are not deemed permissible by adults.
Right. That's right.
Well, you know how I feel about boxes.
Right.
Now,
right,
listen,
right.
Just real quick. Sorry, guys. I'm just nasty. Listen, we have Uli online. If you want to chime in. So let me just bring on, join the conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, the host of the Every Woman Talk Show is online, the one and only Miss Uli Wells.
Hello.
Hello,
my brother.
Hey, I'm feeling much better, much, much better.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're feeling better. We were worried about you. Words, that's the first time I ever heard you.
Really?
First time. And I'm excited. And I didn't want, I was in queue for the longest. I said, no, wait, let me finish. And then I'm going to get in. But I'm excited. I'm so happy. It was wonderful.
Thank you. I'm excited that you're excited. I'm surprised that you've never heard that.
No, I have not. No, I've heard all about it, but I have never literally heard anything. No. Nope, never.
Wow.
All
right,
so that'll be $39.95. But
you always try to make somebody pay $39.95.
Two flex pays of $19.99. You know what? Something else that I took from that, as far as relationships are concerned, is, you know, I think that when you are in a relationship, you know, marriage, committed relationship, situationship that you're comfortable in, you should be comfortable enough to say to your partner, you know, this is what I need, whether it be on an emotional level, a physical level. I think something you just said about, you know, as we grow older and we lose that innocence of being a child and we're worried about so much of what people think and what people say, that is the one place you should be comfortable enough to say and or do and or express yourself how you need to. But ironically, sometimes it is the hardest place to do that. That is sometimes the hardest person to say to whom you need.
Sometimes we are still worried about judgment even from them. So we tend to not tell our deepest fantasies or our deepest secrets because still we're worried about judgment. You know, even though this is a person.
But why though? But why?
Why are we afraid? I mean, I think it's human nature to be like that. I think it's just, you know, we are creatures of, we don't want to have a stigma of that, and we don't want anybody to think that. And I don't give a shit what you think about me, but.
We know.
On a majority, we do. We are very concerned about what the other person, people think of us,
our
significant other.
I think a lot of times with women, it's even more so. I may be wrong. Because if I feel like I want to tell my partner, you know what, it's raining, you know what the rain does for me, lay me on the hood of the car, I don't want to go in the house, lay me on the hood of the car and take me right here, I should be comfortable enough to say that without me wondering if you're going to look at me like, oh, what is wrong with you?
Well, you got to know your man. If you know him, either he's going to look at you like, this bitch is crazy, or she's going to do this shit with somebody else, or, come on, I mean, who won't get there first? You know, so you got to know who you're dealing with, and that's the whole problem. We don't really take the time to get to know who we are dealing with.
That's what I was about to say,
because, you know, that's something that you should be able to establish early. I mean, you know, when you're in relationships, people put on masks, and they don't, you know, they really don't allow the other person in until they feel comfortable. But when you're comfortable with yourself, you know, that's when you are able to allow someone else in. I mean, I don't have a problem letting anybody know who I am because I'm not afraid of who I am. I'm comfortable with who I am. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if I got a fetish for pretty feet, you know, that's known early.
But do you let everybody know that you have that fetish, or is it just selective people that you let?
Yeah, people that know me know that I like pretty feet. Matter of fact, I got to talk about
it. But that's not like a, oh shit. That's some crazy ass. That's not that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know,
like, I'm
not
going to
be judged by that. But we're not going to be judged by that. You know, the crazy thing.
Well, I just like clean feet.
Well, you know, that is a big deal. I'm going to give a
prime example of what I mean. I was married for 18 years, and I was comfortable with who I was. I was comfortable with him to a certain – this is my husband we're talking about. But those little things sexually that I wanted – still was afraid to say it because I'm like, What is he going to think? How is he going to feel? How is he going to mm-hmm. Even though I knew he was a nasty ass too, it wasn't that I didn't think he would be down with it. It was what is he going to think about
it?
Me about right. wanting to do it? Not only, not little Uli. Well, that was it. A whole nother Uli now.
You ain't never lied.
Right, whole nother Uli. But the point, I was young, you know. But there's still things that was going through my head, and I'm like, hey, what about? And what about? But I'm like, okay, I can't say that not to my husband because I don't want him to think. And she just wild as hell. She's out there, or she's been there. She's done. So I never did it. I never did it. So, you know, even though you're comfortable in your skin, and even though you love and you're comfortable with the person you're with, still, that stigma still comes with, are you comfortable enough for the backlash or maybe or what might happen?
But again, you know, sometimes it's about taking somebody on your imaginative journey. And like you said before, like you gotta know who you can do that with. You know, it's like, you know, I am just like quirky, and it's like me being with somebody who has no sense of imagination. That's crazy for me because I'm so out the box and I'm so all over the place. That doesn't work for me. So I have to know that. And then even so, with having somebody who may be a little more open, it's about, you know what, come on and trust me on this imaginative journey we're going to go on. I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but here's your problem with that. So for example, there was one thing I wanted to try. Well, I didn't really want to try. It was something that we both discussed. And we tried it. And it was all right. It was, you know, it was what it was. But trust and believe, if I had to turn the time and the clock back, I wouldn't have done it with him. Because there were certain things he couldn't handle from it.
So it's not so much you wouldn't have done it, it's just that you wouldn't have done it with that partner.
I wouldn't have done it with that. And that was my fear to begin with, was my fear of if I say it and we do it, then where do we go from there? And how is it going to, what's going to happen in our relationship from there? And exactly what my fear was is exactly what happened. So, you know, sometimes you got to be careful what you ask for. You know?
This is true, and maybe that's when you need to use that power of imagination to stop and think about, okay, if this happens, what's the potential of what could happen? I mean, don't get me wrong. Imagination is using your imagination, employing your imagination is about risk. And sometimes mm-hmm. you are taking a risk. Sometimes mm-hmm. you have to say, is it worth the risk?
Right.
I'm impulsive, so I'm like, yeah, let's do it and see what happens, and let's see. Because if for nothing else, we've had the experience. We may never revisit it again. We may never even want to talk about it again. But we had the experience. Let's check that off, and let's move on to something else. Because sometimes, too, when something doesn't work, we get stuck. But the thing is, too, then through the power of imagination, you have to take your relationship to the next level in every possible way. And I tell people all the time, it's sometimes it's the littlest things. Like, when you give gifts, sometimes it's the littlest gifts that you give people because you have stopped to think about them and what they like. You can imagine their reaction when you give them what you give them or what you do for them. When you, ladies, when you give your man flowers, how many women give their men flowers? It's like, wow.
We talk about that all the time. We talk about that all the time on both shows.
And on the flip side, too, you know, on the flip side, nobody really likes rejection. You know what I mean?
No,
absolutely not. So, I mean, it's the fear of rejection that keeps people limited in their imagination, you know, and you know, because they don't want to be rejected for what they believe and what they feel, you know what I mean? So we you know, it is about taking risks. You know, and that's where the comfortability in yourself to be like, okay, well, I'm going to take this risk, and whatever happens, happens. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it should not be, if your relationship is solid, it shouldn't be a major turning point in your relationship.
Well, it depends.
Well, let's put a pin right there because we're going to go into our next music segment, but that's something that I want to talk about when we come back is, you know, why do we feel that we can't go and take that risk with our partners? You know, it's important to be able to say, you know what, this is important to me. This is really important to me. And sometimes as a partner, it may not be something you want to do, but sometimes it's about a little sacrifice for your partner.
Right.
So, Daryl and Naz, let's go do some music. Put us in the mood, because I'm ready to do whatever for my partner. Oh, my bad.
Hey, no doubt. Once again, welcome to the show. Hello.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration. It's beautiful. Now you're
are now in your relation with Slow Jam Jam's tape show on Shadow World Radio.
We are back. Good love with the one and only Miss Whitney Houston. Oh, my God. We've got this Chaka Khan. I mean, the mood was right. I mean, I think this, we had to keep it sexy, keep it, of course, the classic. I decided, let's just go classic tonight. You know, classic. You know, with those young bucks out there, if you know what I'm saying, listen to the lyrics. You know, the imagination when you play these songs. You know, close your eyes, listen to the song. Sometimes just close your eyes, hold your lady hand, you know, hold your man's hand, and just groove with it. And it's all, just close your eyes, hold, and just let it rock. We back.
No, I'm not. You speak for your damn self. okay. Wow, that was good for me. Was that good for anybody else?
I don't know.
It's always good for me.
Holy good.
This is what I call in for. I just go, I don't even want to talk to you and ask you. I just call in for the music.
Ooh. Mm.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that Whitney Houston was perfect. And that was exactly what I was doing. My eyes were closed, and I was just thinking and imagining and reminiscing. And, you know, sometimes your mind can just take you places. And like you said earlier, Naz, it's you know, the power of the mind is amazing.
Yes.
It can remove you from where you are, and it can take you to a place you want to be. It can take you someplace you've already been, and it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay, I'll put on some more lip gloss. I'm back.
Nah, but you know what? You nailed it right there. I think the fact when you're in the relationship, let's say, all right, either you're dating someone, you're with someone, or you're dating, or you're in a relationship, however you want to put it. When you have those bad times, take a moment. When things are getting heated, put in your mind the good times that you have. Think about the big picture. If you can't imagine the brighter side to the situation that you're in, you need to reassess your situation.
You know, every time we do a show, I always throw in my little Webster's. And, you know, Webster's defines imagination as the act or power of forming a mental image of something not present to the senses, a creative ability. And I think somewhere along the line, you know, we sacrifice our creative ability. For what? I don't know. For something easy, for something that doesn't take a lot of effort, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think we settle, you know, a lot of times for the easy road or the more direct road, as opposed to the more creative or the more imaginative or the road less traveled. You know, it's about doing something different. It's about exploring. And you know how often we talk about that on this show. It's exploring from every possible angle. And again, if you can't touch my mind, I mean, yeah, you can do some things to my body, but when you touch my mind and you got me looking to you in the daytime with a flashlight, or when you have just implanted a seed and it just grows and grows and grows, that's something that's incredible, you know. And then when you couple that with an actual physical touch, that takes you someplace else that you've never been. And that's what we should all be striving for in our relationships.
I agree. You know, and it goes for men as well. We have to not look for the quick fix, not look for what's quick and what's immediate. You know, we live in a microwave society and age at times that we always want things to happen here, now, and fast. If you take the time, man, I'm going to talk to some of my men. I mean, you know, if the shoe fits and it applies, you know, ride with it. If you can associate with it, understandable. And if you can't understand, try to open your mind. Take the time to imagine. Take the time to imagine a better situation. You know, you see this young lady you want to be with, or you see someone you really want to spend time with, and even your own spouse, because sometimes we get complacent in our relationships and we don't imagine. You know, we don't look outside the box at times. But man, you know, take time to say, you know what, baby, I was thinking about us doing this. Do something that's out of the norm. It may be uncomfortable for you at first, but you're not going to know unless you imagine different things with your spouse or the person that you're trying to get to know. So go out the box. You know, some guys are, oh, man, I'm not going to do a massage. Listen, go get a massage with your lady. You go get a pedicure. You know, do different things. Imagine a different situation with that spouse or the person you're trying to get to know. But think out the box. Imagine. Open your mind, fellas.
And you know, those are simple things. Those are simple things that can't destroy your relationship. Those are things that you do together that you may have not done before, but won't destroy it. It will do nothing but bring you closer together.
And that's the whole idea. And, you know, it doesn't always have to be that grandiose thing.
That's what I was getting ready to get back to. It doesn't necessarily have to be big and
right.
It also doesn't have to be sexual. It doesn't necessarily
not at all.
Have to be.
Yes.
It's on every single level to bring a different dynamic to your relationship, to bring you closer, to just have an experience you've never had together before. But you know what? This is one for the record books. When we look back on our relationship, wow, we got a pretty cool bucket list of some of the things that we've done. We've shared,
you know,
we've explored.
It's so crazy. Just sometimes, you know, you could be sitting in the house or two of you or whatever. What's so hard about going to get a bucket and doing his feet or you doing her feet or just what's so hard about those simple little things like that? Those are like, I never did that before. Wow, that's cool. You know,
yeah,
it's so many simple things that you're going to remember more so than those big old grandiose things that you've done. You know, now granted, I want the 10-carat diamond, but I'm going to remember the day you came home with that flower and that one flower and that one card a whole hell of a lot more than the day you gave me the diamond ring. You know why? Because you took the time out to say, this is just an ordinary day. No big deal, but this is what I'm thinking about when I'm thinking about you.
Right, exactly.
People don't understand it's the little things. You know, I remember once before being in a relationship and, you know, the little pop-off top from the orange juice? And somebody gave it to me and put it on my finger and was like, but I don't have a diamond to give you. But it was the symbolism. It was the emotion behind it. And, of course, it's like, you know, somebody's like, oh, that's stupid. But they were speaking from
not.
Their heart.
We used to make jokes about the cracker box ring. Give me a cracker box ring if you can. At least I know you're thinking about getting me a ring.
Exactly. And it was the emotion. It was the emotion behind it. And the fact that they were creative enough to say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Listen, remember the part in Sparkle? The new part in Sparkle when he had the paper ring inside the box. I thought that was the cutest thing in the world. That was the most adorable thing. And, of course, she played it down like it was no big deal, but that's because her heart wasn't invested in him. Because if her heart was invested in him and he did that, that girl would have, they would have been having sex on that table right then because it was the idea of it all.
But you know what, Uli, you brought up a great point right there. I'm glad you used that perfect example. You know, if you're bringing in an imagination that you took the time, you thought about it, it means a lot to you, you brought it, and that person that you're talking to, whether you're trying to get to know that person or whether you date that person, whether you even marry that person, if they shoot down your imagination, let me tell you something, that's one of the worst situations.
That's the hurt feeling in the world.
That's the hurt feeling. And you may want to reassess your situation, because if they can't embrace the most sensitive and most personal part of your mind.
Of you, exactly.
Then you may want to reassess it, because, I mean, if they can't respect your imagination, how can they expect you to respect theirs and their heart? So you want to reassess the situation. And I think that's the perfect way to look at it if you're courting somebody, trying to date someone. And you share something and they, you know, shoot down, oh, that's corny, or, oh, come on now. You know what? You say, you know what? That's good. I'm glad that you did that. And you know what? Maybe it's a good testing thing to do, which is, you know, someone you're trying to get to know.
Absolutely. I was just about to say that. Because sometimes we're so quick to jump into stuff that we don't take time to get to know people. And when you do put yourself out there and you get crushed, it's like because you didn't get to know them. But like you said, Nav, if you put that out there as a way to kind of test the waters, you will know what you're dealing with. And then it becomes your issue with whether or not you want to live in that or be in a relationship with somebody who stifles your creativity. I know for me, I can't do that. I can't do that. My mother told me I'll march to the beat of my own drum when there's no music playing. And I'm really okay with that. I have to be with somebody who's also okay with that. I have to be with somebody who's a dreamer. I have to be with somebody whose mind turns off and on. And not only that, can turn my mind on as well. So that's important to me. So that's not something that I want to give up at any moment for anybody.
Right, right. Well, yeah, you know, you guys are right. I mean, the imagination and, you know, sharing imagination. And then also, I think it's important that as a couple or even as you get to know someone, you share imagination with one another. I mean, and also, how about this? How about you guys create an imagination together, whether it's physical, whether it's relationship-wise, create an imagination. Walk
but that's what,
steps.
Yeah.
That's so embracing.
That's what relationships should be. It should be about, okay, you are you are I and me, and we are we. And there are some things that we should be doing and creating together. And
right,
that's
the problem, but here's the problem with that, though. We wait until we are so full thrown into the relationship, whether it's marriage or just long-term relationships, to realize that that person does not have the same capability that we do and is not willing to open up their mind.
But, you know, I don't think it's never too late. In some cases, it's never too late.
I'm not saying it's too
late.
It's
not
choice. Some people, it's not that it's too late. Some people are just not open to new things.
It's about choice. It's always about choice.
Yeah.
It's always about choice. You know,
some people want chicken on Friday, fish on Friday, you know, pancakes on every Saturday morning, and they are okay with being that same person every single day of the week. They're okay with that. And to bring something new.
That's cool, but my question is, you know, why do we wait so long? Why do people wait so long to find that out?
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. You need to know way ahead of time.
That's not, I mean, these are things that you learn early. Like, you learn these things early.
Well, no, you're supposed to learn them. It doesn't necessarily happen like that. You should learn them early because that means you took the time to nurture your relationship.
But that goes back to something Crossword said early. I'm sorry, Naz, about people wearing masks. People will wear a mask a very long time until everybody is quote unquote comfortable. And then when we no longer feel that we have to prove ourselves or we're in there, we're comfortable, whatever, then we want to take it off. And now it's like, damn, you're not the person I thought you were.
Thought you were, right. Right.
No, I know you're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, but I also believe that, you know, as far as along with, you know, many people wearing these masks, you know, I think that sometimes people, when they get so complacent, like what we were saying, in their lifestyles, and then when things happen, those very same people don't know how to respond because they're so used to a certain pattern, a certain thing.
Right.
You know, you can't expect a better lifestyle or a better situation in relationships if you're not willing to do different things. So that it goes back to, once again, imagining a different level. You know, I know a lot of people that in relationship, well, listen, like you said, I have pancakes on Saturday, I have fish on Fridays. But then what if situations change? What if, you know, you can't afford
fish? Some people
fish
don't
or whatever?
Like change. Some
you know,
people don't
but
like
you,
change.
But you know what? And those are the same people that end up miserable. They end up by themselves.
You better say that.
They end up by themselves. You know what I'm saying?
That's not true. That's not true. You have some people who have been married for years. We're talking about
I guarantee you, one of them are miserable.
Somebody cheated.
I'm not saying that they're 100% happy, nor am I saying that somebody wasn't faithful, but it worked for them, though, is what I'm saying. So,
no, you know what it is?
You could be trying all these wonderful things. That doesn't necessarily mean your marriage is going to get any better because you tried all these wonderful things.
No, but also, too, I believe, though, if you are somewhere where you don't have any growth, where you don't have, when you're not getting what you need, yeah, you could stay for a variety of reasons and it works for them, but you're not happy. You're staying because you feel that you have to stay.
Well,
but whatever
it
your reason is,
happiness, whatever. Yeah.
It all depends on what your reasoning is. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my parents. And I tell my mother, I told my father. My father was a great father. He was a horrible husband. But a lot of people stay for whatever the reasoning is. And you know what? That's something that they've made a choice to do. Every single thing we do or don't do, we make a choice to do it. So when we don't choose to explore, when we don't choose to try to take our relationship to the next level, and we choose to stay in the situation that we're in, we've made a conscious choice. You made a decision not to make a decision. So whenever you're ready to explore with your brand new imagination that you may have just found your ass out because you decided to stay in this situation.
And right, and then with those people that are stuck in those situations, they're physically stuck, and they have lost imagination because they got stuck. And that's like kind of like, I hate to say it, you become dead. I believe the brother said that in part of his poem. I know
he become what?
That part.
Become dead.
You become dead. If you lack imagination.
Nasty. The music is so loud, I can't hear what you guys are saying. I don't know if the audience can, but I can't.
I can hear you. Daryl's on the board.
Yeah, I can hear you guys, but it might be just on your end.
It may be just in your end. But, no, like I was saying, you know, if those people are so stuck in their relationships, you lack imagination. Once you lack imagination, once you kind of just giving up imagination, you're just going through the – there's no life to your relationship. And you're going – and everything's routine. There's no room to build. And if your children's looking at that, either two things are going to happen. They're going to either become you or they're going to want to become so different from you.
But once again, we keep saying that, but it works for people. Some people don't need the imagination. Some people can live that same blasé life day in and day out, and they're happy. We can't say they're not happy. They're happy because
they're
choice.
But you want,
they,
but you know,
that's
once
their
again,
choice.
That's their choice. But then also, those same people, those are not the same people, and I hate to say this. I surround myself around positive people. I don't want to be around those people. We'll talk. I just don't choose to be around
I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you a promise, and I hate to do this, but I don't know if they're listening or not. But I have I hope they're not listening, and I hope they don't take this wrong when I say this. But I have had the people I am dealing with now in my life, their husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Before them, it was husband and wife, father and mother, and then their children married at an early age, and they are repeating the same thing that their parents did. Now, if I were to look in on their parents, I would say they were extremely happy. I worked for the mother for years, 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 and years, and you only know what you see on the outside, you don't know what's on the inside, but I would tell you they were a happy family. Now I see the husband and wife, the wife, the daughter, and the husband now, and they seem to be a very happy, content family too. And then I see the daughter who married and the son who married, and they seem to be very happy. And they have a very normal, blah, blah life. Like, they do this
now,
Wait a minute. You know, and maybe they reached the limit of their imagination. Everybody's imagination.
That's what I'm.
Is
that's
not on
my
the same
point.
Plateau.
I never said it was. That's
my
point.
My,
I'm saying that we keep saying that we need this imagination, but for some people, they do not. For some people, their regular lives make them happy.
But you know, I'm not saying it doesn't. But at some point, like I said, my imagination is through the roof. My imagination is from here to the sun. But what I'm saying is that everybody has a different level. And maybe what goes on in their relationship, they've reached the plateau of what they can think about. Everybody doesn't have to think it this way.
That's the only point I make. It doesn't necessarily apply to everybody. For everybody, it does not apply. And if you're having issues, then that's when you try to, I guess, spice it up with your imagination. But if it doesn't apply to you, it just doesn't apply.
Well, that's for some people, and if it works for them, fantastic. All I'm saying about this entire show is that don't limit yourself. You know, if you have a partner who's not boring, who's not always, you know, dead set on having a consistent thing every single solitary day, we don't want to break into something new. But again, this goes back to what we said. You got to know your partner. If that's what you're into, and that's what your partner's into, then you're perfect for
each
other.
Right.
But if that's not who you are, then you need to find someone who has that same sense of creativity.
I try to talk to the young girls who I know, and one young lady is dating a guy, And she said he's like his parents. He doesn't want to go near. He doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't. I said, but you are a very outgoing person. You want to go. You want to explore. You want to learn. You want to see new things. How do you think that's going to work? Why would you want to marry someone who is completely the total opposite of you? You're going to be if he doesn't want to go somewhere, you're not going to go because you're stuck home with him. And how happy are you going to be? So that's when it comes back to what we talked about earlier with words, is you need to learn things early on about who you are learning to love.
And it's
before
also
you
too,
commit.
It's also about choices. If you know that this person is your polar opposite and you choose to go forth, then you made a decision to sacrifice that part of
who you
are.
And then you won't be happy.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say I don't feel sorry for you, but it's a situation of you kind of knew what you were getting into,
mm-hmm.
and you
mm-hmm.
chose to take that step anyway. Again, mm-hmm. like I said, my imagination is from here to the sun. I can't be with somebody who can't make it past the tree on their block as far
mm-hmm.
as what their mind is open up to. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm fun, I'm different, I'm impulsive, I'm quirky. I'm a nut job. I need a nut job. You know, and I'm really okay with that because I know what I need. Now, also, too, I need somebody who can pull my flighty ass down sometimes and
that's
anchor
me. I was
going
to ask you, what about
you
a
know,
dreamer? What about somebody
I mean,
that's imagination is just so off the top and dreaming all the time that, you know, it, reality doesn't set in?
Then also, too, you have to look at that, too. Like, I need a dreamer. I want a dreamer because I want somebody who's going to support my dreams, and I'm going to support theirs all the time, no matter what, I got your back. But I also need somebody who's going to say, we got to pay the rent.
Right.
You know,
so
I know what I need.
That's what I mean by dreamer. I don't mean a dreamer who dreams and achieves the goals. I mean a dreamer who is consistently dreaming and not fulfilling absolutely anything because his imagination is so...
I don't know, though.
Now, listen, Jackie Uli, listen, it's getting to that time.
I know.
It's a great topic.
Daddy,
I love the topic.
No, Daddy,
now, listen,
no.
Listen, for all those who listen to the show, first of all, I want to say thank you. I mean, we've been receiving texts, emails, and also the producer behind the scenes, like, you know, you got 301 on the area code down south, so we appreciate you listening, of course. You know, this is a Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. You can check out, just a quick rundown before we do the closing remarks. Every Tuesday, you got the one and only lovely Miss Uli Wells holding it down, the Every Woman Talk Show.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's going down, 7 o'clock. Check it out. You know, listen, guys, ladies, still tune, still chime in. Let us know. We're doing a dating game. We will make an R&B selection soon. If you don't chime in, we're going to take who we got. Now, on Wednesdays, you have, of course, the lovely Lady Jackie, yours with Mr. Nash. We're doing the relation show. You know, and of course, what's my brother? Is he still online? I think he is. The poet. What's my man name again?
Crossword.
All right, brother. Brother Crossword will be joining us, you know, on a couple of poets. Hopefully, brother, we appreciate the word. We invite you back to talk on this show. And, of course, you got an invite to the Man Up Talk Show Tuesday.
You know you got an invite with me, baby doll.
So you have three shows that, no, the door is open, brother.
You can't come back to my show.
So, Brother Crossword, thank you for being on the show.
Tomorrow,
if you want to chime in, you can definitely chime in tomorrow. The topics we're going to be going on a Man Up Talk Show. We're going to talk about what's being grateful. That's every Friday, 7 o'clock. And every Thursday, my man Todd Demery's holding down the flow, the House Music Underground show. He brings some of the underground house music, and he also talks about the life and culture within the house music and just other things in general within the community. But with that being said, I think let's do the final, the round table, final thought.
Let's start with closing remarks.
Right. Brother Crossword, you got any closing remarks?
Just, don't be afraid. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and fear is the biggest killer of relationships.
And I think
that when people are afraid, you know, and it's not paralyzing fear, but it's the fear of not being able, not wanting to open up. So I mean, the biggest, you know, I get the best advice somebody gave me, and this is real quick. The best advice somebody ever gave me was you know, if you think there's a fear in your relationship, get into a nice romantic,
Okay. All right, sounds good. Real quick, Uli, running short on time. Uli, closing remarks.
Pretty much the same thing. Hit it head on. You know, if you feel like you want to experience something, don't be afraid to open up and explain it to them. And if he is not or she is not willing to go with it, then move on to something else. Maybe that's not it for them. Find something else.
Awesome, awesome. Uli, I mean, okay, Uli, great job. Every Tuesday, everyone talk show. Lady Jack, you might as well get in because I want to make sure we got the time to get this. I want to make sure you get the last words.
Close our eyes, hold our hands, and let's jump. Let's see what happens.
Listen, with that being said, all I can say is share your imaginations. Open your mind. Open your thoughts. Share your imagination because, you know, God is great. God is good all the time, you know, and let the imagination control your destiny at times. You know, it's okay. Imagine. Share it. That's all I have to say. So with that being said, thank you for listening to the Relation Slow Jam Show. Lady Jackie, everyone, please say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, everybody. Thank you.
Right.
Apart. I Are you gonna be in love with me? I want you and need you to be, yeah, still in love with me. Say you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby would end me still in love with me. Are you gonna be, say you're gonna be, are you gonna be, say you're gonna be, are you gonna be, say you're gonna be? Well, 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 well. Still in love, so in love, still in love with me. Are you gonna be, say that you're gonna be?
Exclusive.